Reporting results. When sharing results internally, it is important that the reports are produced in a manner that is understandable by the intended audience and tailored to the specific type of information that is given. This includes having a clear purpose statement and an executive summary, and the report should use a template that has been pre-designed and is already accepted. It should be clearly and concisely written, simple and factual/objective. The internal audience may vary greatly. Examples of those who may use results from supply chain monitoring include attendees of S and OP meetings, attendees of strategic planning meetings, attendees of integrated business planning meetings, the board of directors, supply chain divisions throughout the company, the organization's workforce, attendees of annual supply chain retreats. Reporting should include data surrounding the transformation project and its effects, along with other information that may be useful to the organization long term, for example, process improvement information for use on other organizational projects. Examples of such information may include KPIs and performance assessments, other achievements and improvements not easily quantified in KPIs, employee happiness, testimonials, transformation project successes, failures, and areas for future improvement, commendable efforts by individuals on the project team, and by project teams as a whole, project management process areas for improvement, record of frameworks used during supply chain transformation, score, etc. Risk management reports, including risks that were missed during initial risk assessments, conclusions about the project and necessary sign-offs from key stakeholders. Results may need to be reported externally as well to fulfill regulatory or legal requirements or for marketing purposes. Depending on the purpose and any requirements, the information that should be shared will vary. For example, financial data may be released due to International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, or Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP. Organizations may share information in accordance with the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, or in relation to other sustainability goals, where a supply chain transformation has affected labor hours or requirements, or other regulated areas, information may be shared with regulatory agencies. For marketing purposes, information on improved efficiency and reduced carbon footprints may be included, or reduced shipping times may be shared. Returning again to our sample, Inc. example, much of the targeted improvement was focused on behind-the-scenes performance metrics that wouldn't be useful for marketing perspectives, but would eventually be used in shareholder calls and quarterly/annual financial reporting. Additionally, given that sample, Inc. does not fulfill direct-to-consumer, shipping times are unlikely to be of use for marketing. However, the new inventory planning processes, along with the improved ability to deliver orders in full and in perfect condition, and the reduced order fulfillment times, may be useful when looking to secure new retail partners to carry their products. With that in mind, the sample, Inc. Supply Chain Leadership develops a targeted report to share with the business development and growth teams. This report strips away the financial data and highlights improved performance data. Additionally, using benchmarking data from the early stages of the project and updating with surveys post-transformation, a competitive comparison is generated, as seen in Exhibit 4-6. Exhibit 4-6, Sample, Inc. Petroleum and Chemical Products Company Updated Customer Survey. Additionally, the report highlights the newly instilled supply chain agility and flexibility, indicating that the supply chain could rapidly adjust to support a new customer. Using this information, the business and growth teams are able to secure a new agreement with a high-volume retailer with the potential to greatly increase revenue. When not required by law, it is best to take care to ensure that sensitive data are not released externally. However, publicly held companies may share some of these data in company annual reports or financial statements as deemed necessary.